Curb appeal starts with the driveway, unless your driveway is cracked, old, and ugly. And when it comes to cracked, old, and ugly, we think of Mike Doakelt. Not because you are, Mike, but because we think of Mike over at Cherry Cummings, because you take away the cracked, old, and ugly, not that you are.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And yes, we do.
Okay. So you think about cherry companies tearing down big buildings and tearing up roadways and even demolishing houses. But, you know, the concrete is an important part of your business, pulling it up and taking it away.
Yes, sir, it is. We've got the crushing yards, several locations around town, and we are always looking for concrete from demo jobs to bring over there. So we are definitely interested in driveways.
So my driveway is cracked, old, and ready to go. So imagine my first step would be to find somebody to put a new one in and get an estimate. And then I've got to get rid of the old one before they get over to put in the new one.
That is correct. Typically, that is exactly how it works. Someone decides they want a new driveway, whether it's because it's bad or they've got four children at 16 and they need places to park their cars. Whatever it might be, they're looking for a new driveway, and they get a quote, and no one goes in sticker shock. Mm-hmm. And I request, you know, if people give us an opportunity, get them to isolate the removal from their bid. Let us give a chance to go give a price to remove it. We could be very price competitive on that type of thing.
Imagine part of that is because when you pull that concrete up and haul it away, you're not throwing it into a landfill.
No, we are bringing it to our yard for recycling, and that material has an inherent value that we include in our bid to lower it so we can get the work.
What? Tell me about this recycling park, because I think that's important to people, that to us. When we're thinking about doing something like this, we want to make sure that we're not making a big impact on the environment, and a new driveway is a nice thing, but what do you do with the old one? How do you put it back to work?
Well, we deliver it to one of our yards where we crush it, and we will make a variety of products with it. There'll be a road-based material, a TxDOT-approved material. We'll make a bull rock for contractors to turn around and put it back as a construction entrance. We'll make riprap with it for irrigation and sediment control, erosion control, pardon me.
Okay, yeah, I understood what you meant there. Okay, so that's a good thing that's going to go be put to some use. So you guys come out, and it's time. If I've got a typical driveway that, say, you know, comes up the side of my property to my garage, what's the timeline to get a driveway like that out?
Well, it would need to be scheduled, obviously,
sure.
And for everyone's sakes, but it also has to be scheduled with the person who's putting the new driveway in.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep in mind, if you don't have a driveway, you're not parking in your street, so...
Mm-hmm.
So you need a place. Make sure you have a place to park, and you've scheduled it up. And once that's done, it's a one-day process.
Really?
In and out.
You're in, you're out, and it's gone. Can you take part of a driveway out? You talked about how people want to make a driveway wider. Well, you know, kids leave at some point. I'm going to want my driveway smaller at some point.
That's never been asked to me, but yes, there would be no reason we couldn't do it. Most of the work we do is with larger equipment. So
okay.
As long as the driveway in the property will allow us to get in and do what we want to do the way we do it, there's no reason we couldn't do partial.
Yeah, you just go in and cut it off, essentially, on the side or whatever. Okay.
Depending on what the client would want, we
sure.
could saw cut it at a certain location, make a nice clean cut, and pull what's left, and they can pour it back.
Perfect. Mike, thank you so much. If it's concrete removal or even whole house demolition, do yourself a favor. Go to cherrycompanies.com. Learn a lot. Call them. Call Mike. He can answer your questions just like he answered ours here this morning. Mike with Cherry Companies. Mike Doakelt, thanks for being with us this morning, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Just like Mike, Guster is a one-man wrecking machine.